ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 15, Text 33. The Pandavas retire timely. Pritapi Anushrutya Dananjayo Ditam Nasam Yadunam Bhagavat Gatim Cha Tam Ekanta Bhaktya Bhagavati Adhok Saje Nivesitat Moparama Samsvite Pratapi Anushrutya Dananjayo Ditam. Say with everyone. Nasam Yarunam Bhagavat Gatim Chatam. Ekanta Bhaktya Bhagavati Adhok Saje. Nivesitatmo Pararama Samsrite Pratapi Anushrutya Dananjayoditam Dasam Yarunam Bhagavat Gatim Chatam Ekanta Bhaktya Bhagavati Adhok Saje Nivesitat Mo Pararama Samsrite Pratapi Anushrutya Dananjayo Ditam Nasam Yarunam Bhagavat Gatim Chatam Ekanta Bhaktya Bhagavati Adhok Saje Nivesitat Mo Pararama Samsrite Pitapi Anushrutya Dananjayo Ditam Nasam Yadunam Bhagavat Gatim Chatam Ekanta Bhaktya Bhagavati Adhok Saje Nivesitatmo Pararama Moksite Tapi Anushrutya Dananjayo Ditam Samyadanam Bhagavat Gatim Chatam Tantya Bhaktya Bhagavati Adhok Saje Nivesitatmo Pararama Samsite Tapi Anushrutya Dananjayo Ditam Nasam Yarunam Bhagavat Gatim Chatam Ekanta Bhaktya Diti Adhok Saje Nivesitatmo Pararama Samsite Matajis Pratapi Anushrutya Dananjayo Samyarunam Bhagavad Gatim Chatam Ekantya Bhaktya Bhagavati Adhoksa Jai Pritatno Paranamo Prita Kunti Api also Anushrutya overhearing Dhananjaya Arjuna Uditam uttered by Nasam and Yadunam of the Yadu dynasty Bhagavat of the personality of Godhead Gatim disappearance Cha also Tam all those Ekaanta unalloyed Bhaktya devotion Bhagavati unto the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna Adhoksaje transcendence Nivesita Atma with full attention Uparama became released from Samsrite material existence. Translation. Kunti, after overhearing Arjuna's telling of the end of the Yadu dynasty and disappearance of Lord Krishna, engaged in the devotional service of the transcendental personality of Godhead with full attention and thus gained release from the course of material existence. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The setting of the sun does not mean the end of the sun. It means that the sun is out of our sight. Similarly, the end of the mission of the Lord on a particular planet or universe only means that he is out of our sight. The end of the Yadu dynasty also does not mean that it is annihilated. It disappears along with the Lord out of our sight. As Mars Yudhisthira decided to prepare to go back to Godhead, so also Kunti decided, and thus she fully engaged herself in the transcendental devotional service of the Lord, which guarantees one a passport for going back to Godhead after quitting this present material body. The beginning of devotional service to the Lord is the beginning of spiritualizing the present body. And thus an unalloyed devotee of the Lord loses all material contact in the present body. The abode of the Lord is not a myth, as is thought by the unbelievers or ignorant people. But one cannot reach there by any material means like a Sputnik or space capsule. One can certainly reach there after leaving the present body, and one must prepare himself to go back to Godhead by practicing devotional service. That guarantees a passport for going back to Godhead, and Kunti adopted it. Pratapya Anushrutya Dhananjayoditam Nasam Yadunam Bhagavat Gatim Chatam Ekanta Bhaktya Bhagavati Adhoksaje Nirvesitat Moparama Samsrite. Kunti, after overhearing Arjuna's telling of the end of the Yadu dynasty and disappearance of Lord Krishna, engaged in the devotional service of the transcendental personality of Godhead with full attention and thus gained release from the course of material existence. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militan Vena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So, this is the method for getting the passport for going back to Godhead. There's a passport. Just like if you want to go to a particular country outside of America, you have to get the visa and you have to make sure you have your passport. I think every so many years, the passport is null and void. Even I think nowadays, to travel through domestic airlines, you can't just show your California ID, Drudha Karma Prabhu was telling me. You have to have special ID and or passport to go even to on a flight to San Diego or San Francisco. So similarly, mundanely, one needs all this identification. But spiritually, by engaging in devotional service, we get a passport for entering into the spiritual world. We heard this weekend that they asked Srila Prabhupada where he's going at the time of leaving this body. And Prabhupada said, I'm going to go to the hellish planets to preach. We heard this weekend. Sometimes there was one room conversation, and one sannyasi said to Srila Prabhupada that, Srila Prabhupada, we want to go to other planets to distribute your books after this life. And Prabhupada said, that is pure devotion. It's not such a cheap, easy thing that anyone who chanted Hare Krishna once or engaged in a little bit of devotional service automatically is going back to Godhead. Of course, Krishna is very merciful and can bestow one the greatest benediction of returning to his abode. But the devotee, Srila Prabhupada gave a lecture about his guru, Srila Bhakti Sananta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. And he says that he has gone to another place to do the same thing. Just like the sun is rising over one continent and it's set on the other, the spiritual master goes, Krishna goes, and appears in different places. So the spiritual master is appearing. There's a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam describing the pure devotee as Narayana Para. Narayana Paraksarve na kutaschana bibhyati swarga pavarga narakeshu api tuyarta darshanam. That the pure devotee, Narayana Para, he's willing, she's willing to go to the hellish planets for the purpose of preaching. We, as servants of our spiritual master, we're willing to go anywhere, not only in this life, but in the next life, to assist the spiritual master in preaching Krishna consciousness. I actually had a dream, you'll be interested to know, that I passed away. And when I was born, Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Sridhar Maharaj were on a bus. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, where were you, Saranas? We were waiting for you. I was late. He was chastising me for being late, for going on the bus to travel and preach. So the devotee isn't thinking I'm going back to Godhead, or everyone's going back to Godhead. Not such a cheap thing. But we want to continue our devotional service to our spiritual master and to Lord Krishna. We heard so many nice stories this last weekend about Srila Prabhupada. I was especially amazed. Prabhupada had sent a devotee to get some kachori at the train stop. And the devotee came in and got down on all fours and was, Namo Om Vishwadaya Krishna Pasadaya. Prabhupada said, "What are you doing?" And the devotee said, "I'm offering the kachori, Srila Prabhupada." Prabhupada said, "I'm here." Sometimes we forget who we're offering to and what it's about. I was very amazed. I never heard that story before, and I was very happy to hear it, that Srila Prabhupada was like, "I'm here. Offer me the kachori. You're offering it to me." So this Krishna consciousness is very practical. Srila Prabhupada said that you just have to become serious and sincere. Don't take it cheap like the non-devotee class. They take things cheaply, thinking that they're in some kind of bhava or some advanced stage. We should always be very serious and sincere and not be sahajiya or take things cheaply. Our spiritual master has given us this great jewel of devotional service. We have to cherish it and take it very seriously. This process is very serious. It isn't whimsical. It isn't just for fun. It's serious and sincere process of devotional service. And Queen Kunti, she was so serious. In the 8th chapter, first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear Queen Kunti's prayers. Perhaps the most important prayers in all of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the prayers of Queen Kunti. Srila Prabhupada lectured on those prayers, made sure there was a book that was written, prayers of Queen Kunti, book compiled from his lectures. Because Queen Kunti, as we heard in this purport, she heard that Krishna had left, that Yudhisthira was preparing to go, so she also started to prepare to go back home, back to Godhead. And in her prayers, she prayed, Viparashantu ta shashvat tatra tatra jagat guru. Let the calamities fall upon us again and again, because in a calamitous condition, we can remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we'll no longer see repeated birth and death. This was her divine prayer. Janmaishvarya Shruta Shri Edamana Madakpuman. Because of our attachment to great birth, wealth, education and beauty, Janmaishvarya Shruta Shri, we are intoxicated in this material world. So she prayed. Twayi menanya visaya matir madhu pate sakrit. Just as the Ganga is flowing automatically to the sea, naturally, let my mind flow to you, O Lord Krishna. This is the pure devotee of the Lord. She wanted even to be in a calamitous condition. Who prays for calamities? Everyone is praying, O Lord, make it easy. I think I said before, or someone was saying, O Lord, please buy me a Mercedes Benz. My friends all drive Porsches, but give me a Mercedes Benz. Everyone is praying for mundane things. O Lord, please let me pass this test. Help me with this biology test. Help me pass. Kunti is praying the opposite. O Lord, put me in a calamitous condition again and again. Because when we're in calamity, when we're in trouble, naturally we pray, O Krishna, help me. Get me out of trouble. When things are going great, we're thinking, I've done such a good job. I'm really doing well. Someone was saying yesterday, everyone always asks, how are you doing? Most people answer, I'm doing great. I'm really doing well. Because when we're not thinking of our dependence on Lord Krishna, because he's absent from our vision, just like Srila Prabhupada, he's absent from our vision. But pure devotion means vipralamba seva, service in separation. Kunti and the Pandavas felt this great separation from Lord Krishna. We are feeling great separation, all of us. Disciple, non-disciple, great, grand disciple, aspiring grand disciple, shiksha disciple, feeling the separation of Srila Prabhupada. And our service is in that mood of separation. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave his shikshashtakam. What is the greatest, what is the real sentiment of a Vaishnav, of a devotee? He said, Yugayitam nimeshena chakshusha pravishayinam. What is the rest? Sunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. That, oh my Lord, feeling your separation, I'm considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. I'm feeling all vacant in this world in your separation without you. So this was the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This was the mood of the gopis of Vrindavan. And this is the mood that we aspire for. Not that, oh, I've reached Bhava. Oh, the transcendental nature was so great. The spiritual master has left. And now I'm on a very high platform. I have come to the same platform as him. One devotee, we've heard this story. He came to the New York temple in the early days of ISKCON. He said, Swami, at 2 o'clock this afternoon, I was higher than you. Prabhupada said, "Oh, please accept my obeisances. If you have nothing else, you can go now." Can you imagine? Someone is thinking, "I'm higher than you." Srila Prabhupada gave an example. We had the great fortune of being there only a few times. We were on Srila Prabhupada's morning walk. Srila Prabhupada was walking in Sridhar Mayapur in 1975 in a rice field. And Jayapataka Maharaj was standing on the top of the rice paddy, I guess you call. In a rice field, it goes like an indentation and then a paddy and then I guess it's like that. So he was standing maybe a foot higher. And Srila Prabhupada put his hand out. Devotees were all there. So Jayapataka Maharaj helped Srila Prabhupada get to the higher stage, the paddy, the higher area of the rice field. And when Prabhupada got there, he took his hand, he put it on Jayapataka Maharaj's chest, and he pushed him off the hill into the lower area. I was amazed. Everyone was amazed. It's like, is this king of the hill? Are we playing? And when I was a kid, we used to go to this garbage dump. I forget what they called it. It was in Evanston, Illinois. It was actually a garbage dump. But when it snowed, it was a big mountain. I think it was called Garbage Mountain or something. And the kids would climb it and play King of the Mountain. Whoever would get to the top, you'd push the other guy off. This is the nature of the material world. Someone's on the top, I'm going to get up there and get him off of the top. So we were 6 or 7 or 8 years old. I can remember. We would climb up the snow, garbage mountain, trash mountain, and push each other off. So Prabhupada was pushing like that. I was thinking, is Prabhupada playing a game? And then Prabhupada looked at all the devotees and said, "Don't do this to your spiritual master. He has taken you from a low place and brought you to a high place. Don't push him away. Don't push your spiritual master away." We shouldn't be thinking we can jump over the head of our spiritual master, that now we're devotees, we don't need Srila Prabhupada, we have all of the predecessor acharyas and we have our Lord Krishna. We're already at a very high stage. No, Bhagavatam warns us. Ye ne ravindaksha vimuktamanina twayasta bhavadava suda buddhaya aruya krichena parambadam tata parantiyado nadrita yujmad angraya. That sometimes people think that they're liberated, that they're in liberated stage. Someone is thinking, we were at the Rainbow Festival and one guy was playing in the middle of the night guitar, but he didn't know how to play guitar. I can say that because I knew how to play guitar. But he was just hitting a note and not even playing on the fret. It was in between. It was terrible. And it was flat and sharp and was keeping us up. And he was in our Hare Krishna camp or near the camp. So I went up to him and ask them, what's happening, brother? And he said that I've reached self-realization, something like that. I've reached the liberated stage. This is their platform. Yene ravindaksha vimuktamanina. In their mind, I'm liberated. Of course, sense gratification is pushing and pulling in their mind at every moment. The verse says that because one has no regard for the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, for Krishna's service, for the spiritual master, one must fall down again. Tvayastavabad avasuda buddhaya. One's intelligence must be polluted. So, we shouldn't think, oh, I'm liberated. Or someone who says they're in a liberated condition. Just like sometimes we meet different yogis, yoginis, swamis, and gurus. Not ISKCON, but outside of ISKCON. And they claim to be in a liberated stage. We were with one such so-called guru. And we were doing kirtan for his programs. And we flew to some place, I think it was Toronto, to do kirtan with him. And at the airport, he and all his followers went to the airport McDonald's and got an unspeakable sandwich. I can't even talk about it in front of the deities and the saintly persons. And I was thinking, this guy is not even not only liberated, he's a dog. He eats anything. He's claiming to be highly advanced, spiritually realized. Sometimes they do like that. They chant Vedic mantras, but they're eating all abominable things and saying all abominable things. So we should be very careful that we have our teachings of Queen Kunti. We have the teachings of the predecessor acharyas. We have Srila Prabhupada's teachings, his books, his example, his association. We should take it very seriously and sincerely. And at the end of this life, we'll be able to join him in his preaching mission. If Srila Prabhupada is gone to another planet to preach, I want to go where Srila Prabhupada is. I don't know what I do in Krishna Loka. When I go on the altar and do the chamra, 5 minutes, I'm finished. I can't do this. Or I can't understand what I would do in the spiritual world. Maybe I can sort of understand playing catch with bale fruits with the coward boys. But I don't know if they do that all day long. I definitely can see serving Srila Prabhupada in whatever place he has gone, and assisting him in pushing on his Krishna consciousness movement. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
Sri Prabhu Kija. see it starting to grow back. They wrap it so tight. So what do you think? Serious and sincere?
I'm trying to be like him.
He's pretty serious.
He's pretty serious.
I've noticed. I've noticed that.